are listening to African Perspectives with host Brother Oshi on Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasting or live program scheduling, hit them up at timeforanawakening@gmail.com.
Ghetto people, yeah.
What are you gonna do?
with your life.
Running like a red disease.
Running like a red disease. Ghetto people.
Stop giving up yourself.
Stop doing what you're doing to yourself, young. You got to learn to love yourself.
You are listening to African Perspectives, where we review the issues of our day from an African worldview and African-centered perspective. This program is unapologetically African. It is a custom in the African tradition to ask elders for permission to speak, having been granted permission. To our ancestors, whose shoulders we stand on, to our elders, whose shadows we walk in, I greet you, my dear brothers and sisters, in the language of one of the greatest civilizations on this planet. It gave the world the basic disciplines of knowledge of science, math, architecture, music, writing, law, religion, you name it, we did it. The Greeks called it Egypt, but they called themselves Kemet, and Kemet means land of the blacks. I greet you all in the Kemetic language, the word of peace, Hotep. It is truly an honor and a privilege to pour libation because we truly do stand on the shoulders of those who came before us. We're going to use water because water has no enemies. Water is the great cleanser, the great purifier. Everything on the planet that lives, it needs water, from a tiny microscopic organism to a tall redwood tree. We pour water into the earth to invoke the spirits of our ancestors, and we say the word Ashe, which simply means so be it. So we pour this libation to God for all that God has done and for all that God will do. We say Ashe. We pour this libation to Mother Africa, birthplace of all humanity, everyone who has lived, everyone who will live in the future. We all have a common ancestral root in Africa. We pour this libation to the classical civilizations of Africa. I mentioned Kemet in the opening. Kemet was the height, the apex, the zenith of African high culture. But there were others as well, as Timari, Punt, and Nubia. So we pour this libation to the classical civilizations of Africa. We say Ashe. We pour this libation to the contemporary civilizations of Africa, of Ghana, Mali, Songhai, Benin, Great Zimbabwe. Civilizations that were flourishing and growing while Europe was in a medieval or dark age. The University of Sankore at Timbuktu, an outstanding educational institution. So we pour this libation to the contemporary civilizations of Africa. We say Ashe. We pour this libation to the Ma'afa, the Holocaust of our enslavement, the Infakani, the great tragedy, uprooted out of Africa. Our brothers and sisters lay a carpet along the Atlantic Ocean. We're in North America, South America, Central America, and throughout the diaspora. So we pour this libation to our brothers and sisters who suffered the Ma'afa, the Infakani, the Holocaust of our enslavement, the great tragedy. We pour this libation in their honor and in their memory. We do not know their names, but because of them and their sacrifice, we are here. So we say Ashe. We pour this libation to those who fought against enslavement. If you ever heard me do a libation, you will know that we were not slaves. I repeat, we were not slaves. We were captives. What does a captive want to do? Get free. So we pour this libation to all those men and women who fought against enslavement. In fact, I maintain that some of us are more of a slave today than we were in our initial captivity, because some of us are a slave to vice, to corruption, to drugs.
You are listening to Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts or live programming, hit them up at timeforanawakening.com.
Good morning, African world. You are listening to African Perspectives here on the Motherland Media Network, on timeforanawakening.com and blacktalkradionetwork.com. And I am your host, Brother Oshi, Hotep family. Sorry about that. I had a little glitch there. Hope everything is well with you today on the post-election day, the day after. And I hope that, I tell you, Man, I hope you get a chance to do all the things you want to do, should do, must do, can do, and will do. And I hope the weather will be accommodating for you to do it. But, of course, if it's not, you'll get it done anyway. Because that's the kind of brother and sister that you is. And that's why we love you and appreciate you and give you much love and props. But if you don't, stay indoors. Continue to, you know, social distance. Continue to wear a mask whenever you go out, wherever you are. Continue to wear a mask. And wash them hands. Do whatever it takes for you to stay safe. Because it's crazy out there, isn't it? Yes, it is. You're listening to African Perspectives. We're here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., 10 to 12 Central, 9 to 11 Mountain, or 8 to 10 Pacific, or, you know, or any other time around the world. But if you cannot listen to this program live, you can always go to our archives at timeforanawakening.com. At the top of the page, you'll see podcasts. Click on that, and then there'll be the drop down, and you'll see African Perspectives, and you click on that, and there will be programs that are dated and titled. Other programming we have here on Time for an Awakening Media on Mondays, and, well, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, once again, this program, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., and all times are going to give our Eastern times. On Monday evening from 6 to 8, Acres of Diamonds, Public Affairs Programming out of Philadelphia with Brother Wahad Ahmed. That's followed by from 8 to 9, Black Therapy Central with Dr. Cambon and her daughter, Nataki Cambon. Then that's followed by from 9 to 10, Conversations, Reparations with Brother Jamoke and Sister Lacey from Encobra. Tuesday's Black Reality Think Tank with Dr. William Rogers from 8 to 10 on Tuesdays. On Thursdays from 7 to 9, after 7 with host Shawnee B. If it's Friday and it's 8 p.m. Eastern, you know what time it is? That's right, y'all. It's time for an awakening with Brother Elliot and Brother Richard on Fridays at 8 p.m. Saturday from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., Sister Talk with host LaWanda Chambers. And then from 7 to 9, the Sankofa Elders Council with Brother Alfonso Watkins. I talked to Brother Alfonso yesterday. It was good to hear his voice. He's doing better. Sunday from 7 p.m., Time for an Awakening. Once again, brothers and sisters, Time for Awakening with Brother Elliot and Brother Richard. And, of course, the call-in number is 215-490-9832. 215-490-9832. WeBuyBlack. WeBuyBlack.com. Get everything you need from American African-owned businesses from WeBuyBlack.com. It's the largest online marketplace for American African-owned businesses. It's WeBuyBlack.com. And saw where they reached 100 likes. A million likes. A million. Right on WeBuyBlack.com. And I hope it translates into something that will continue to help WeBuyBlack.com grow as a place to shop. So go online to WeBuyBlack.com and check out what's happening. Products that are, well, a lot of the products are produced by us. I ain't saying all of them, I don't know. But we're selling them. And hopefully you'll go there and buy them. How about that? Okay. Africa for the Africans, Brother Bomani Tayemba. I'm not sure this trip is going to go off this month. I'm almost sure that it's not. That the trip to Tanzania, which was, it's going to be a good trip. Tanzania is beautiful. And that's November 23rd. And I'm not sure about the Ghana trip either. December 24th to January 5th. Maybe the Senegal and Gambia. The Senegal and Gambia trip, April 2nd through the 12th. And then the Ghana trip, May 24th to June 4th. And then the South African trip, November 19th to the 29th. All for $3,700. Everything you need is right there on the website, africa40africans.org. If you want to give Brother Mumani a call,
If you want to give Brother Mamani a call, give him that call at 404-931-9429. That's 404-931-9429. If you want to see pictures of previous tours, go to facebook.com/Mamani. If you want to see videos of previous tours, go to youtube.com/Bomani2007-2007. Africa for the Africans. Brother Rinoco, his trip was rescheduled from January 21st to February 4th to October 5th through the 16th, going to, he put the wrong year on it. But that's okay. We'll know it's the right year. 2021. Going to Uganda and Rwanda, October 5th through the 16th, 2021. Uganda. And he's also still going to Kemet, August 1st through the 14th, 2021. Going to Kemet. Baba Rinoco. Give Baba Rinoco a call at 323-803-8663. That's 323-803-8663. Or go on to his website, drrinoco.com. drrinoco.com. And check it out for yourself. Some beautiful pictures. Habashah. HabashahIncorporated.org. Go to HabashahIncorporated.org. The brothers and sisters are doing the work here and on the motherland. They're doing the work, and they definitely deserve to be supported. HabashahIncorporated.org. Wadada's Healthy Market and Juice Bar, located in the West End. Wadada's Healthy Market and Juice Bar. Located in the West End at 404-444-1635. They still sell products and so forth, but I'm not sure they're selling the products from We Buy Black. That's why I haven't pretty much promoted that. But we'll see. Medu Bookstore, the Medu Bookstore in the Greenbrier Mall. Mama Nia has a fine selection of books, postcards, greeting cards, figurines, T-shirts, you name it, all kinds of good novelties. And give Mama Nia a call at 404-346-3263. That's 404-346-3263. They're located in the Greenbrier Mall. If you're in the Atlanta area, right off of Highway 166, right off the highway, right there, bam, Greenbrier Mall. Black Dot Cultural Center and Bookstore in Lithonia, Brother Kazemde Ajamu is a proprietor. They got this coffee bar opened, selling and serving delicious Cameroon Boyo, my favorite. And he has a fine selection of books, T-shirts, all kinds of good stuff at the Black Dot Cultural Center and Bookstore. There is light in the Black Dot. Give Brother Gazemde a call at 404-519-8107. That's 404-519-8107. Us Lifting Us, the Economic Development Cooperative for our people in the spirit of Ujamaa, cooperative economics, or as we like to say, family-centered economics. The Thursday night broadcast is tomorrow night at 9 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Go to blogtalkradio.com/ULU. The name of the program is Dare to Win. That's blogtalkradio.com/ULU. Us Lifting Us, Dare to Win. If you want to just call and listen or call to make comments or questions or concerns, dial 929-477-2789. That's 929-477-2789. The Thursday night broadcast from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Sanjay Dash Aiti. Sister Gabrielle Aurelia, who is doing outstanding work in the northeastern portion of the island of Haiti, definitely deserves to be supported. Please go online and check it out. They deal with educating all those young students in the rural area. And you know, in a country like Haiti, in the rural area, very impoverished. So, and then she's doing some great work trying to bring resources there, healthcare, education, healthcare. Sustainable agriculture, entrepreneurship with the chicken farm and so on. That's Chris doing great work. So please go online to Sanjay, Sonjay-Hayiti.org. Sanjay-Hayiti. Akabin Institute. Brothers and sisters, make your money order out. Make your check or money order out to Akabin Institute, P.O. Box 10786, Atlanta, Georgia, 30310. That's Akabin Institute, P.O. Box 10786, Atlanta, Georgia, 30310. But if also you can use Cash App and make your consistent donations through Cash App, the dollar sign, YAA, the letter MBARUTI, Baruti. They deserve to be supported. Also, too, the conference is this Saturday. Workshop. Resisting Feminism or Any Color by Any Name. Resisting Feminism. Mama Yah's doing the program. That's going to be from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. From 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. It's online, of course. It's webbed. And you make your donation of $10, $5 for young sisters, teenagers, and so forth, and payable at the Yahoo account, excuse me, at the PayPal account, excuse me, at the PayPal account, YAABARUTI at Yahoo. And to include the information, Resisting Feminism, and of course put your name and your email address so they can send you the link. In the afternoon from 12 to 2 will be the Prayers of Gratitude by Baba Baruti. And that's from 12 to 2. Same thing applies. $10 donations, $5 for young warriors. And put your name, number one, put Prayers of Gratitude, your name, and your email address so they can send you the link. Also, to Kibuka, coming November 21st from 5 to 9. $20 a family, $20 for a whole family. Couples, $15. Adults, 10, and children, 5. Same thing applies. Include your pertinent information, Kibuka, K-E-B-U-K-A. Your name, your email address, so they can send you the link. Definitely going to be there. And before Kibuka, Sunday, November 15th, Ibaka Sunsunsun, African Spiritual Warfare, the 17th Annual Race First African Ancestral War Plan. That's going to be at, it's going to be an in-person gathering. And if you are comfortable, cool. If you're not, then don't attend. I know Mama Marimba, I talked to her recently, and, you know, but they're going to do it. That's going to be Sunday, November 15th, 12:30 to 6:30 at Sweetwater State Park in Lithia Springs, Georgia. Sweetwater State Park in Lithia Springs, Georgia. Ibaka Sunsunsun. Okay. Let me get off into the Enye Sesem of Daily Revolutionary Thought. Enye Sesem. Oh, yeah? Yeah. November 3rd. Yeah, November 3rd. I said, somebody said, that's a day that will live in infamy. It ain't over, y'all. We'll talk more about it in a minute. November 3rd, one who is fully conscious when he or she is the result of having been informed and instructed by the experience of his or her ancestors and use that knowledge to master, understand, and become able to create institutions that allow him or her to live in harmony with the rest of nature and the universe. Professor James Small. In his book, Kemet, Ikwe Arman spoke of two types of scholars, the keepers and the sharers. Keepers hoard knowledge in order to use it to control the people or to give it to tyrants so they can use it to dominate them. Sharers Sharers understand that knowledge is not a commodity that is sought in order to elevate oneself above others. Its purpose is to not to divide, but to unite people in a common elevation of truth through analytical equipping individuals with the means to acquire a working knowledge of self. Warriors need to see themselves as sharers and attempt to act accordingly. It is not a choice per se. It is a natural and necessary outgrowth of our responsibility in our communal reaffirmation nation-building effort. Nothing in creation gives us the right to hoard the information, knowledge, and wisdom that our people need to rebuild and empower ourselves. Having the privilege of extensively studying that which is African and that which is not gives us no right to be self-centered, opportunistic keepers. We have no affirmation to apologize for being sharers. It is an honor. In order to make a people whole, we must always be humble, giving sharers who speak in whatever language our people understand. Ashe. Affirm, I am a sharer. Affirm, I am a sharer. And that's what I've always have been and always will be. November 4th. It is pathological for blacks to keep attempting to use moral suasion on a people who have no morality, particularly where race is the variable. Dr. Bobby Wright. Why would we feel the need to go to Urugu for validation when we know him? What about us and them? What about us and them makes it necessary for us to make them human in order for us to be human? Why is their approval necessary for us to be and teach our children to be African? We do not need the Europeans' approval to properly rear our children and to be our African selves. We do not need their interpretation of reality. We do not need their institutions. We do not need their voices in our ears or their faces in our eyes. We do not need their validation to be African. We do not need them. We know who they are. We know their politics. We know their politics, their politics. We know their political science. We know their compromised ethics. We know their brand of moral immorality. So we need to persuade them of nothing for us to approve of ourselves. They are what they are because that is what they are. The only thing we need to be ourselves is the will and knowing of our ancestors. Let me repeat that. The only thing we need to be ourselves is the will and knowing of our ancestors. With this, the debate over our vision as a people ends. Again, we do not need their validation to be African. We do, however, need to know how to think critically from our African center. We do need to be willing and openly embrace the struggle within that produces the African warrior without. And we definitely need to anticipate victory. Ashe, victory. Affirm, I have the will and knowing of our ancestors. Affirm, I have the will and knowing of our ancestors. Brothers and sisters, the Inye Sesim of Daily Revolutionary Thought. I tell you, when there's a situation or a subject I'm going to deal with, the Inye Sesim be hitting it. This is a day by day, as you can see. And it seems that on that day that I choose a particular subject or something is happening, the Inye Sesim gives us some clarity and some guidance. It's the ancestors, y'all. We don't need them. You see their politics. You see their tricks. We don't need them. But yet we feel that we do. I know there's a bunch of folks who are all sorrowful right now. They're all sorrowful. You know, I'm going to play this piece about who Donald Trump is. of who Donald Trump is. He is a despicable individual. I've never liked Donald Trump. When I first saw him many years ago, because he craved the limelight. He wanted to be on these talk shows. He wanted to have something to say. He wanted to be out front. He's a narcissistic egomaniac. He's a man that's so full of himself. It's unbelievable. And it's unbelievable. I don't know, some could argue it's just how Caucasians are. Because a lot of Caucasians, they have no empathy, no sympathy. They don't give a damn. It's selfishness. To me, even this conservative bullshit, conservative, I would never want to be a conservative. And it's even more asinine for American Africans or Negroes to be conservative. What does it mean to conserve something? What does it mean to conserve something? To keep as is. You want to think we need to keep this madness as it is? You want to be a conservative? We should not be Republican. We should not be Democrats. But as African people, we should be independent and progressive. We have an agenda. And whoever wants to deal with our agenda, and we'll deal with it. It ain't no damn, you just blowing smoke up our ass. No. What is the deal? This is what we're talking about. And this is what we want done. You're going to deal with it? You're going to implement it? We'll give you votes. You're not? The hell with you. That's how we need to deal. That's what we do. But we're taken for granted by the Republicans and ignored by we're taken for granted by the Democrats and ignored by the Republicans. Make no damn sense. And that the person who y'all chose to elect 4 years ago, granted about what he did and said prior to coming into being elected, let's just look at since he's been elected. Look at what he has done. Look at what he has said. Look how he has behaved. And yet you want to put him back? There is no way in hell this election should even be close. It should be a damn landslide. I ain't saying that Biden is any better. Of course not. Biden's no even better. But when you give the choice between the two, stop it. Any rational thinking person, no matter who the hell you are, can see that. To me, when he had that interview with Woodward and he said, I've been informed about the virus. This is how it operates. This is what can happen, but I'm going to downplay it. He has caused 250, a quarter of a million people to die. A quarter of a million people have died because of this idiot, this narcissistic fool. A quarter of a million people and more on the way because it continues to spike. And yet we're rounding the corner. This man is and yet y'all voted for him. Y'all putting him, in fact, I honestly believe that Biden will win this when the counts are all done. But look at what he has said. As soon as the election, I declare victory, and I'm saying that you stop counting all votes right now, unless I'm behind. If I'm behind, count those votes until I come, until I'm up front. This man is crazy. There's no way in hell he should be reelected. He shouldn't even run. He was impeached. He was impeached because he did what the Democrats put forward. He did it. He violated the laws of the country in doing what he did with the quid pro quo. It happened. He did it. but because of the Republican Senate, he could not be impeached. He was impeached. He could not substantiate the impeachment because of the Senate. He shouldn't even be able to run for election. He should not be able to appoint anybody. Donald J. Trump. This is who Donald J. Trump is. Yeah, this is who he is.
I think I'm pretty outspoken, and that's not probably a good thing in terms of a politician, but it's a good thing if you ever got elected, you can really do a job.
That's Donald Trump, Eric Trump's father and also the 45th president of the United States. Long before Donald enjoyed the sweet taste of gold, he preferred the silver spoon he was born with. We all know that past behavior is a greatest indicator of future success. With that in mind, let's take a look. Who really is Donald Trump? I'm Julianne Moore, and this is the story of the COVID patient in charge of America's nuclear arsenal. Donald John Trump made an excellent career move in 1946, being born to a very wealthy family in Queens, New York. He grew up in a 23-room, 9-bathroom, white-collared mansion in an exclusive, affluent, nearly all-white neighborhood. Friends who came over would be greeted by the maid, who would offer a platter of finger sandwiches with a crust cut off. It wouldn't take long for Donald to reject it all. His father, Fred, the son of German immigrant Frederick Drumpf, was a super wealthy New York real estate mogul. The tough and hard-driving Fred Trump achieved multimillionaire status by becoming one of the largest recipients of cheap U.S. government-backed building loans in the 1940s. Donald's mother, Mary, was a poor immigrant from Scotland. The two met at a party in Queens and married in 1936. They had 5 children, Donald being the second youngest of the bunch. When Donald was 2.5 years old, his mother became seriously ill, effectively abandoning him during a critical time in his childhood development. Thanks to a land trust set up by his father, Donald was literally a landlord at 3 years old, and he was making the equivalent today of $200,000 annually from his dad's empire, which is more than most 3-year-olds make. By the time he was 8 years old, he was a millionaire, meaning he could pay the babysitter himself. Shortly after Donald turned 13, the family sent him upstate to a military academy. It would be the closest he'd get to serving in the military. By the time he was 17, his father gave him part ownership of a 52-unit apartment building. And then he was off to college. He started at Fordham University and then 2 years in, transferred to the elite Wharton School undergrad program at the University of Pennsylvania. According to Donald's niece, Mary, Donald allegedly paid someone to take the SAT on his behalf, achieving a high yet fraudulent score, which he used to gain admittance to Wharton. At the time, Donald's brother Fred Jr. had a buddy named James Nolan who worked in the admissions office at UPenn. Fred Jr. asked Nolan to interview Donald as a candidate for admission. Years later, in an interview, Nolan recalled the encounter. "I certainly was not struck by any sense that I'm sitting before a genius." Yet it appears Donnie was accepted. UPenn awarded him a B.S. on May 20th, 1968. Trump claimed the school was the hardest to get into, the best school in the world. It's unclear how Donald performed at the school because Trump's attorney, Michael Cohen, was allegedly ordered to hide his boss's school transcripts. So it's safe to say he's probably super proud of them.
"I'm talking about a man who declares himself brilliant, but directed me to threaten his high school, his colleges, and the college board to never release his grades or SAT scores."
While in college, Trump fought really hard to avoid the Vietnam War. He obtained 4 student draft deferments, even though he was fit and eligible for military service. After graduating from UPenn, he was eligible for the draft again. This time, he received a medical deferment for alleged bone spurs.
"Numerous deferments because of college, and I had a foot thing, and I got had deferment for that."
In 1971, at the tender age of 25, Trump was named president of his father's real estate company. He renamed it the Trump Organization. It was around this time he received a super tiny sum of not much money at all.
"My father gave me a small loan of $1 million.
All in all, Donald received the equivalent today of $413 million from his dad's real estate empire. After fattening his wallet, he was seemingly looking to settle down. In 1977, Donald married Czech model Ivana Zelenchkova. They had 3 children together, Don Jr., Ivanka, and Eric.
"We get along very well, and there's not a lot of disagreement because ultimately Ivana Ivana does exactly as I tell her to do.
While his marriage was going extremely well, his new gig as president of the real estate company wasn't. He began making headlines for all the wrong reasons. The front page of the October 16th, 1973 New York Times read, "Major landlord accused of anti-black bias in city." Of Donald's 14,000 apartments in 39 different buildings, the tenants were predominantly white. The Department of Justice charged Donald and his father with discriminating against black people in apartment rentals, violating the Fair Housing Act of 1968. So, who tipped the DOJ off? Black activists would apply for an advertised vacancy in a Trump building only to be told nothing was available. Then their white counterparts tried the same thing, and they were met with open arms and vacancies. An application filed by a black apartment seeker would be marked by a Trump employee as C for colored. A former Trump rental agent spoke to NBC about how he was ordered to handle the situation if a black person applied.
Fred Trump came into my office with his son Donald at his side. I asked him what I should do with the application of Miss Brown. He told me at that time to take the application and put it in the desk drawer, as he does not rent to people of color, utilizing the N-word. And Donald shook his head, agreeing with his father.
Caught, racist, and red-handed, they went on the attack. Donald, along with Roy Cohn, famed McCarthyist lawyer and power broker, countersued the Department of Justice for $100 million in damages. But this countersuit was tossed out by the judge. In 1975, Donald and his father settled the original case. They were ordered to study the Fair Housing Act and not to discriminate at their properties in the future. Additionally, they were ordered to work with the New York Urban League to identify new tenants.
If I was starting off today, I would love to be a well-educated black, because I really believe they do have an actual advantage today.
After putting his racist tendencies to rest definitely forever, business was booming. Donald was on the rise, and so were his buildings. Throughout the 80s, 90s, and 2000s, it seems Trump smeared his name in gold plating wherever he could. Casinos, steaks, residential high-rises, vodka bottles, water bottles, board games, hotels, and golf courses all donned the Trump name. But so did the bankruptcy papers. Trump's companies filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy 6 times. By 1990, they owed $4 billion to more than 70 banks. He refused to pay millions of dollars to working people, like contractors and other businesses, in the process, which is probably why he made a cameo in Home Alone 2. So, is Trump really as rich as he claims he is? From 1985 to 1994, Donald Trump lost at least $1.2 billion.
I remember once my father and I were walking down Fifth Avenue, and there was a homeless person sitting, sitting right outside of Trump Tower. And I think I was probably maybe nine, ten, something like this. It was around the same time as the divorce. And I remember my father pointing to him and saying, you know, that guy has $8 billion more than me, because he was in such extreme debt at that point, you know?
He now claims to be a billionaire, but is he?
I'm really rich.
That sounds awesome. But how much is it?
How much are you worth right now as you're sitting right here?
Zero idea, David.
In April of 2020, after the coronavirus pandemic crippled the U.S., Forbes estimated that Trump's net worth collapsed a full $1 billion. It's unclear what Trump's actual net worth is. Due to a bombshell report by the New York Times, we do know, at least according to leaked tax returns, that Trump is $421 million in debt. According to the Times, Trump has not paid any income taxes at all in 10 of the previous 15 years. And, spoiler alert, the first year in the White House, he apparently only paid $750 in federal income taxes. That's $750, just like a 128-gig iPhone 11. Comparatively, his predecessor, President Barack Obama, paid about $1.8 million in taxes in his first year in office. It's as if he's lying to the public, seemingly conning them into thinking he's something bigger than he is, someone else entirely, like when he posed as his own publicist frequently throughout the 70s, 80s, and 90s to brag about himself to the public.
He treated his wife well, and he treated anyone.
Sorry.
He won't treat Mama well. And, you know, he's somebody that has a lot of options. And frankly, you know, he gets called by everybody. He gets called by everybody in the book in terms of
And then he went on to use his name recognition for a brutal New York City case. In 1989, when five young black and Latino teens were accused of beating and raping a woman in Central Park, Donald was the loudest voice in opposition of the young boys. Donald took out a full-page ad in four newspapers, including the New York Times, calling for the execution of the now-innocent Central Park Five. In all caps, the ads read, "Bring back the death penalty. Bring back our police."
We don't know who did that crime, and the court's going to decide who did that crime. Were you prejudging those arrested?
No, I'm not prejudging at all. I'm not in this particular case. I'm saying if they're found guilty, if the woman died, which she hopefully will not be dying, but if the woman died, I think they should be executed. I think you should have the death penalty.
Donald, to this day, has refused to apologize for his calls to execute the innocent teenagers. In 1992, Donald and Ivana divorced after he cheated on her with Marla Maples, who he later married in 1993. Donald and Ivana settled for $14 million, a deal she took because her team worried Donald was going bankrupt. That same year, Maples gave birth to Donald's second and final daughter, Tiffany Trump.
She's really a beautiful baby, and she's got Marla's legs. We don't know whether or not she's got this part yet, but time will tell.
In the aftermath of the divorce, Ivana claimed, under oath, Donald raped her. The incident, which was detailed in Ivana's deposition, was confirmed by two of her friends. Later, Ivana walked back her claim without denying it, saying she didn't mean that Trump raped her in a literal or criminal sense. This wouldn't be Donald's last rape accusation. In the mid-90s, E. Jean Carroll, a writer and former Miss Cheerleader USA, claimed Donald raped her in a department store dressing room. Donald responded to the allegation by saying, "She's not my type," which led many people to believe there is a type of woman he would rape. Over the next decades, Donald was accused of rape, sexual assault, and sexual harassment by at least 26 women.
You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. You just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the...
From 1996 to 2015, Trump owned the Miss Universe franchise, where his locker room behavior continued. He and Howard Stern chopped it up about predatory behavior frequently.
Some of these foreign girls, you know, "Mr. Trump, in my country, we say hello with vagina."
And, well, you could also say, as the owner of the pageant, it's your obligation to do that.
So you have done that.
I'll tell you the funniest is that I'll go backstage before a show.
Yes.
And everyone's getting dressed and ready and everything else. And, you know, no men are anywhere... And I'm allowed to go in because I'm the owner of the pageant, and therefore I'm inspecting it.
Donald also seemed to agree with Stern that his own daughter was... Well, I'll let him say it.
My daughter is beautiful, Ivanka. By the way,
your daughter...
She's beautiful.
Can I say this? A piece of ass.
Yeah.
It wasn't the first time he seemingly hit on his own daughter.
Although she does have a very nice figure. I've said that if Ivanka weren't my daughter, perhaps I'd be dating her.
You know? Stop it! Oh, it's so weird! Stop it!
You know what? You are sick of it.
All this while seemingly being good friends with now-deceased convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein, who, according to one report, was a member of Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort until October of 2007.
Footage from 1992, found in the NBC archives, shows the future president welcoming Jeffrey Epstein to his Mar-a-Lago estate. The get-together more than a decade before Epstein pleaded guilty to prostitution charges in Florida.
In 1999, Donald ran for president at his good friend Roger Stone's request. He ran on quite the ticket, too.
You have a vice presidential candidate in mind?
Well, I really haven't gotten quite there yet. I love Oprah. Oprah would always be my first choice.
Stone helped pave the way for a George W. Bush presidency by imploding an entire party. Stone urged Pat Buchanan to run as a Reform Party candidate and then enlisted Donald to join the race and sabotage Buchanan's chances to ensure that a third party candidate wouldn't cost Bush the election.
Well, Mr. Trump has said he'll make a decision at the end of February. He has formed a presidential exploratory committee. He has changed his registration to the Independence Party of New York, which is the Reform Party affiliate.
Donald eventually dropped out. Around the time of his run, his marriage was crumbling. Maples and Donald officially divorced in 1999, but he was never really single. A year earlier, in 1998, Donald met Slovenian model Melania Knaus at a party. They married a few years later.
We were both at the same party, and... That's how we met.
He came to me. Like her right away?
I went crazy. I said, I was actually supposed to meet somebody else.
In 2004, Donald lost two Teen Choice Awards to Ashton Kutcher. Around the same time he began hosting the TV show The Apprentice, he launched Trump University. But it was only in operation for 5 years because, as NBC notes, students alleged the university used false advertising and high-pressure sales techniques to lure them to free investor workshops at which they were sold expensive seminars and told they would be mentored by real estate gurus, leading to the loss of thousands of dollars in tuition.
At Trump University, we teach success. That's what it's all about, success. It's going to happen to you.
According to the sworn testimony by former Trump University employees, many instructors and mentors had no experience buying or selling real estate. It's reported one instructor was a salesman for Lowe's and another a manager for Buffalo Wild Wings. A former member of Trump's sales staff said the university was a joke. It was a facade, a total lie, and that it was just selling false hopes and lies. Trump faced a class action lawsuit and was ordered to pay $25 million. A USA Today report found that Donald and his businesses have been involved in at least 3,500 legal actions in federal and state courts over the past three decades. In 2006, Melania gave birth to their son, Barron. 4 months after the arrival of his new son, Donald allegedly had an affair with adult film actress Stormy Daniels. Later, Donald allegedly paid Daniels $130,000 in hush money. In 2011, 3 years into Obama's first term, Trump was a leading proponent of the birther conspiracy theory. It was a racist conspiracy theory that alleged America's first black president wasn't born in the United States, which, if true, would be unconstitutional.
I would like to have him show his birth certificate. And can I be honest with you? I hope he can. Because if he can't, and if he wasn't born in this country, which is a real possibility, I'm not saying it happened, I'm saying it's a real possibility, much greater than I thought 2 or 3 weeks ago, then he has pulled one of the great cons in the history of politics.
In response, Obama released his long-form birth certificate. On June 16th, 2015, Donald took a famous ride down his gold-plated escalator at New York's Trump Tower. His rise to the presidency started with a descent. An apt metaphor for what the future would definitely hold. Fast forward to 2020, and much of what defines Trump, his hallmark, is veneer, be it the gold-plated decor, his net worth, or his orange spray tan. When you scratch under the surface, you find a decrepit mess hiding behind a thin shield. It's just unclear if the American public is ready to admit the truth hiding underneath Trump's wispy coif.
Donald John Trump. You know, I really didn't want to do a program like this, but I think it begs to be done because you got to talk about this madness. And I know that a lot of our people are just really down. Let me say this. I believe that Biden will win the election because the votes have not been counted in five states. And in fact, I think Nevada is still up tied, you know, but mainly in Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia, and Arizona. And if he wins Biden, two of those three, he'll be president. He'll meet the Electoral College threshold of 270. But the deal is, it shouldn't even come to that. This should be, once again, no way in hell that this man, after what you just heard, that's all prior to the election. But since the election of 2016, when he took office in of January 20th of 2017, what has he done? What has his behavior been? What has he said? How he has alienated people? The things that he has, there should be no way in hell somebody should vote for him. No way. But yet, not only Caucasians, which of course is I understand it because that's what we're dealing with. But those Negroes and so-called Latinos, especially in Florida, who voted for this man? Man, fascism. I'm going to read that later. I'll read that after the break on fascism, because that's what this is. In fact, I'm going to read this one piece after the break of Trump. Chump, this guy calls it. Brother Marvin Bell. Piece that he sends out. You know, says, what a weird year. Just think of the things America has had to endure because of lying ass chump in office. No president, Republican or Democrat, would have done this, could have done this to the U.S. America would not be the subject of all those horrible situations if it weren't for the divider. The divider. In this society is so fragmented. I don't think there can be only a divine intervention can bring it to some semblance. Or some person who comes on the scene who everybody agrees with, not as a Democrat or as a Republican, but as a person, he, more than likely a she, comes on the scene and brings the people together. Personally, for me, I could give less than a rat's ass because I don't like this situation to begin with. I haven't had any fondness for America, its government, its finances. I hate capitalism. Capitalism is the evil system. As you can see, capitalism divides people. Capitalism is a system where it's ruled by the few at the expense of the many. You know, I used to always say that Ronald Reagan, you know, I was talking to a friend of mine. She says, we would hope people would get it together. And I remember when Ronald Reagan became president, I said, this is the cat that's going to bring us together, you know, because of how he is and who he is and all the stuff that he stands for. In fact, there were some people talking about prophecy because Israel would be 40 years from 1948 when it began to 1988. In the last years of Ronald Reagan's election. Remember, Ronald Reagan got elected in 1980. And of course, Ronald Reagan had the mark of the beast, 666. Well, no, of course not. But Ronald Wilson Reagan, there were six letters in each of his names. Ronald Wilson Reagan, you know. So it came up with all kind of stuff. But what he did, of course, was he created this huge economic difference between those who have and those who have not. He's the one that created that 10%, no, actually the 1% of the 10%, all these billionaires. That's insane. That's one person or a small group of people can have so much money at the expense of millions of people. This is a mad, mad world. We're going to take a break. So when we come back from the break, I'll read a few other things and we'll take your calls and we can talk about this madness. And, you know, we can have further discuss this. And I tell you, this stuff is too much. It really is. And I'll save it for when we come back. All right, brothers and sisters, you're listening to African Perspectives here on the Motherland Media Network on TimeForAnAwakening.com and BlackTalkRadioNetwork.com. We'll be right back. You stay with us.
You are listening to African Perspectives with host Brother Oshi on Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasting or live program scheduling, hit them up at TimeForAnAwakening@gmail.com.
Is the Messenger Group X-Clan. Here's the nine. The movement Black Watch. And when we are not outraged about the oppression upon the black existence, we step to you in blackness. By the way,
exist in a state of vainglorious as we are protected by the red, the black, and the green. Heed the words of the brother, Sissy.
Let us the words, words to phrases to paragraph. Heed math as Jay begins class. Science of past is now brought to the rhyme fix. From the scroll, straight to the verse. Gods are gods from gods to man. Many kings, many leaders, a fist from a hand. They call me militant, now what does this mean? Do I carry a gun to make the army scene? With the cause I never pause, that simply is the brother. Raise the flag, wave the colors. Red, black, green with the key, the difference. Words make a way in the world in an instant. Living to die and I die to live again. 360 degrees. Comprehend. A man getting stronger till he's man no longer. Unearthly state makes the time seem shorter. The ever-radiant awareness brought forth the one. Open eye, strong shun. Practicing priests, standing by what I teach. So you all stand starving as I start to unleash. Words of God. Brought from the Genesis, will exist till Armageddon is a witness. The originals built the earth. What must it be aggression to learn a basic lesson? Quite majestic, stern within reality. A juggernaut when you tamper with mentality. I wear a crown, extension and dimension of a brain cell, bringing hell to the sellouts. The ever tangled web we weave, always trying to obtain, no attempt to achieve. Descendants of kings and queens act like jesters, never potential, quarter of the measure. Jealousy of what are we becomes tendency for their thievery. All right, cool, but no need to pull the tokens as a fool. I get my words right in my stool to produce the words that they dream about. It's another way of taking out these sissies who may try to extinct my principality. But of course they're not having me. Madness. From beginning, I'm the end. Observe me. Ignorance is not a trend. So as I beckon for a few seconds, pull the reins and cut the words of the brother. Mastering words on the verse. Funk is a force I exert. Egyptian, African, now I'm on a black watch. Check my sundial, synchronize your clock. I can catch a shadow as the moon reflects the sun. Creator's eyes make a path of brother one. So now I walk softly and carry a big stick, a bird stick, so you natives from the lake. Jay brings the funk and spreads jam to the wheat bread. And the funk of this one vainglorious, unearthly resistance, strong with persistence. Grand verbal allocations, tribal connection, pyramids, witness the funk bearer. Vibe sharer, not the error. Brother is balanced like the scales of Thor. And even my demand makes stones seem soft. Corrupts all systems, positive poison of me. Some call it onk, it's a key. Black is a color while blackness, state of a mind state. But how many of them fake? Today, Brother J can find a better way, so be it. Plant it down and make it stay, I serve a purpose. Yet I'm not the G.I. Joe, I am the brother. Yo, I could never swear, of course, so just hasten your step to the mic and stage area as I drop the science that breaks the clock barrier. Words of old make me more than a beginner. The key opens knowledge and places an antenna. Americana man, Africana brother. Don't forget the land, cause the birth is from the mother. A vibe is in place, obtained and discovered. Tune in your audio and hear the words of brother.
Yo, Aristotle, Plato, Socrates, step on.
It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
Broken glass everywhere, people...
On the stage, you know they just don't care. I can't take the smell, can't take the noise. Got no money to move out, I guess I got no choice. Rats in the front room, roaches in the back. Junkies in the alley with the baseball bat. I tried to get away, but I couldn't get far. Cause a man with a tow truck repossessed my car. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Standing on the front stoop, hanging out the window, watching all the cars go by, roaring as the breezes blow. A crazy lady living in a bag, eating out of garbage pails, used to be a fag hag. Such a dance to tango, skipped the life and dango. A zircon princess seemed to lost her senses. Down at the peep show, watching all the creeps, so she could tell her stories to the girls back home. She went to the city and got so did it. She had to get a pimp, she couldn't make it on her own. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
My brother's doing fast on my mother's TV. Says she watches too much, it's just not healthy. All my children in the daytime, Dallas at night. Can't even see the game or the Sugar Ray fight. The bill collectors, they ring my phone and scare my wife when I'm not home. Got a bum education, double-digit inflation. Can't take the train to the job, there's a strike at the station. Neon King Kong standing on my back, can't stop to turn around. Broke my sacroiliac, a mid-range migraine, cancer membrane. Sometimes I think I'm going insane, I swear I might hijack a plane. Don't push me, calm, I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. My son said, Daddy, I don't want to go to school because the teacher's a jerk. He must think I'm a fool and all the kids smoke reefer. I think it'd be cheaper if I just got a job, learn to be a street sweeper. I dance to the beat, shuffle my feet, wear a shirt and tie and run with the creeps because it's all about money. Ain't a damn thing funny. You got to have a con in this land of milk and honey. They push that girl in front of the train, took her to the doctor, sewed her arm on the game. Stabbed that man right in his heart. Gave him a transplant for a brand new start. I can't walk through the park cause it's crazy after dark. Keep my hand on my gun cause they got me on the run. I feel like an outlaw, broke my last glass jaw. Hear them say, you want some more? Living on a seesaw. Don't push me cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. Say what? It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
A child is born with no state of mind, blind to the ways of mankind. God is smiling on you, but he's frowning too, because only God knows what you'll go through. You'll grow in the ghetto, living second rate, and your eyes will sing a song of deep hate. The places you play and where you stay looks like one great big alleyway. You'll admire all the number book takers, thugs, pimps, and pushers, and the big money makers, driving big cars, spending 20s and 10s, and you want to grow up to be just like them. Smugglers, scramblers, burglars, gamblers, pickpocket peddlers, even panhandlers. You say, I'm cool, I'm no fool, but then you wind up dropping out of high school. Now you're unemployed, all non-void, walking around like your pretty boy Floyd. Turned stick-up kid, but look what you done did. Got sent up for an 8-year bid. Now your manhood is took and you're a Maytag. Spend the next 2 years as an undercover fag, being used and abused to serve like hell, till one day you was found hung dead in a cell. It was plain to see that your life was lost. You was cold and your body swung back and forth. But now your eyes sing the sad, sad song of how you live so fast and die so young. So don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
Yo, Mel, you see that girl, man?
Yeah, man.
Yo, that sound like Cowboy, man.
What's up, fool?
Yo, what's up, money?
Yo.
Hey, where's Creole and Raheem, man?
They lay upstairs cooling out.
So what's up for the night, y'all?
Yo, we can go down to the fever, man.
Let's check out Junebug, man.
Hey, yo, you know that girl Betty?
Yeah, man.
My mom's got balls, man.
Not what?
Again, she got hurt.
What is happening?
Freeze, don't nobody move nothing. Y'all know what this is. Get him up.
What?
Get him up.
Yo, man, we down with Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five.
What is that, a gang?
No.
Shut up. I don't hear you now.
Shut up.
officer, officer, what's the problem?
Get up, you the problem. Yes, you the problem.
Yo, you ain't got to push the car. Get in the car. Get in the gas. Get in the car.
Why is he doing this?
You are listening to Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts or live programming, hit them up at timeforanawakening.com.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. Once again, you're listening to African Perspectives here on the Motherland Media Network on timeforanawakening.com and Black Talk Radio. Black Talk Radio? Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, The Message. And, of course, Heed the Words of the Brother, X-Clan. I had to play that. Felt like that was happening. Other programming we have here on Time for an Awakening Media. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, this program, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. On Monday evenings from 6 to 8, Acres of Diamonds, public affairs programming with Brother Wahab Ahmed. From 8 to 9, Black Therapy Central with Dr. Cambon and her daughter, Nataki Cambon. And then from 9 to 10, Conversation Reparations with Brother Jamoke and Sister Lacey of Encobra. On Tuesdays, Black Reality Think Tank with Dr. William Rogers from 8 to 10. And then on Thursdays from 7 to 9, After 7 with host Shawnee B. And then on Fridays, if it's 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Friday, it's Time for an Awakening with Brother Elliot and Brother Richard. Saturdays from 4 to 6, Sister Talk with LaWanda Chambers. And then from 7 to 9 on Saturdays, the Sankofa Elders Council with Brother Alfonso Watkins. And then on Sunday from 7 p.m., Time for an Awakening with Brother Elliot and Brother Richard. And, of course, the number to call is 215-490-9832, 215-490-9832. Yeah, man, oh, man. Once again, I'm telling you, Biden's going to win the election after all the votes are counted, probably by tomorrow or Friday at the latest. But it won't make no difference because the Senate will still be Republican. All those cats who are in the Senate, especially those who just carried the water for Trump, should be, all those cats should be gone. This country is crazy. But check this out. This is what Trump has done. Trump lies to the American public about the severity of coronavirus, costing hundreds of thousands of lives and millions of cases. To me, that right there was, that should have been it. When he had, when that interview that he had with Woodward was brought out way back, and he knew it way back in January, February for sure, and didn't do a damn thing in March. He said, this is how the virus spreads, but I'm going to downplay it. I'm going to downplay it. I don't want to scare nobody. I'm a cheerleader, which led to now almost approaching 250,000 deaths in this country. Trump makes up remedies to solve the coronavirus, like injecting with Clorox and some disinfectants and hydroxychloroquine. In Charlottesville, when those cats marched on Charlottesville, he labeled some of them some very good people, very fine people. Trump told approximately 22, he has told documented lies, over 22,000 documented lies since he took office, since the inauguration, and even lying at the inauguration. January 20th of 2017, since that time, 22,000. Trump told America a barrage of misinformation statements about the coronavirus. 99% safe, disappears by Easter. Warm weather will kill it. No children will be affected. And a host of others. Lies. Trump ignored doctors and scientists like Dr. Fauci, but backed people up like the Pillow Man. Damon Doctor and Dr. Atlas. All the folks that was on his Corona Task Force. Man. Trump has made America hate again. Hatred is more acceptable than ever. Remember when he was elected, the alt-right and all the racists and all the neo-Nazis and all those assholes became emboldened. They were snatching hijabs off Muslim young girls' heads, giving Latinos a application to deport them. Some Trump said there will not be a peaceful election transition. He will only lose if the election is rigged. So if he loses the election, you heard him say it, and he just said it last night at 2:30. I'm declaring victory. I want all the voting to stop. And I will get my team of lawyers, and we'll go directly to the Supreme Court because I set it up. Election rallies and voting were marred by suppression, intimidation, vehicles used as weapons to keep opponents from peaceful assembling and or balloting. Polling places require police to reduce violence and intimidation. Trump impeached for obstruction of justice. He was impeached. He was impeached. No, the Senate didn't uphold it, but he was impeached. He did what the Democrats, although I thought they could have made a better argument, but he did what they said that he did. It was a quid pro quo. And then all those who adamantly jumped on those who came forth with the information, like Jones and what's the other cat's name? All those congresspersons that so adamantly jumped on people for Donald Trump. They all should be gone. You know Mitch McConnell should be gone. You know Lindsey Graham should be gone. They're not. Just let you know what we are living in. Trump failed to protect citizens from the coronavirus. Republican senators who once criticized Trump for many reasons turned wussy. They turned like some punks and now praise him. Lindsey Graham, Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio. See Marco Rubio? Sexism, treating women reporters in a demeaning way, especially sisters. You know, he is, I don't have a racist bone. I'm the least, stop it. You are, anybody who probably says that is the most. Racism, failures to address Black Lives Matter demonstrations, xenophobia, banning Muslims from traveling to the U.S. Abandonment, ally abandonment, they abandoned all their allies. Multiple European allies deserted and the Kurds abandoned and left to be injured or killed. Dictator worship, Russia, Putin, North Korea, Kim Jong-un, Syria, Turkey, Erdogan in Turkey. He wants to be a dictator. I think that's the thing for him. He wants to be a dictator. Saudi Arabia were given preference over the U.S. Secret Service. Name calling, if anyone dares not to obey Trump. Making fun of the disabled, remember that? I mean, he's just a crash individual, man. This cat is terrible. And yet, all these millions of people voted for him. What the hell is wrong with you folks? Immorality and indecency. Grabbing the women by the snatching the women by the snatch. Russian collusion and refusing to accept U.S. reports about Putin and Russia. Adultery. Stormy Daniels and others. Immigrant children separated from parents. Bragging, narcissism. Not paying or underpaying, not paying and underpaying taxes.
Oh.
Businesses boarded up or closed for the election because of possible danger, right? Michigan governor threatened with being kidnapped and murdered, political apartheid, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The importance to remember, this is not a democratic election. It's an oligarchy, y'all. It's an oligarchy. In other words, the minority rules. It's not a government of the people and by the people and for the people. One minute. No, damn all of that. It ain't that anyway. It's always been that. Trump will win again without the majority of Americans voting for him. Until we dismiss the Electoral College. And of course, we know that the Electoral College was created, coming out of the Southern states, created because of our captivity, because the Southern states didn't have the numbers of people and would always get outvoted in the majority rules by the Northern states. So in that way, smaller states like Wyoming and so forth that later came could also participate and have some juice, so to speak. They ought to get rid of the Electoral College and let it be a true democracy of one person, one vote. And I mean, let me take a call. 646.
Odio, what's happening, my brother?
Hey,
what's
man.
Going on?
Don't be sounding too...
The white man is up to being the white man, I see.
That's right.
Nothing like the Urugu in his wicked, devilish, evil ways.
Yeah.
May we rest in peace at the foot of that no-good cracker. And when we wake up, will we see that the white man is still the same?
Oh, yeah.
May we keep going to get the burning neckties from South Africa and let them rain and roar to our freedom. Now look here, Oshi. The white man is going to be the white man.
Yeah.
And it's only the beginning. You know, I still think Fredo goes stealing.
Fredo. Yeah, he could. He could, but
to be determined.
He could, and that's definitely a possibility, because that's not to say that all those early votes, I think the vast, if I can put some emphasis on that word, majority of those votes were Democratic as opposed to Republican. And so therefore, because of those margins in Wisconsin and Michigan, not so much, maybe even in Pennsylvania, you know, that Biden could win those, but he can't govern because the Senate is still controlled by Mitch McConnell and the Republicans.
Yeah. I mean, that right there is the reality. But then, you know, he's the great capitulator like Obama. So The thing is, it's going to be interesting. It boils down to the Democrats really about business. As far as I'm concerned, I don't think they're about business. I don't think that they're going to do the necessary things, nor are they going to play hardball to be able to do anything for everyday people. Now, remember, it's going to be a hell of a 2 years up until the next election. Now, if you want to place yourself in a strength position, you got to really, really build the so-called Democratic base to be able to take the Senate in 2 years. But what's going to happen is, if Biden gets into office, he's basically going to have to tap out, because by that time, the dementia of the Alzheimer's
would truly be set in, huh? You think by that time?
Yeah. And then you got your girl Kamala, whatever the hell her name is, she may have to take over, and then, you know, the white man gonna really be up in arms, and he gonna do his thing. And let's not talk about the segment that really put Trump in this position, the Baba Louie, the white woman, and the egg. Check this out. Your beautiful black Negro teen woman doubled their vote for Trump this time.
Really?
Really? 4% to 8%. Now that right there.
So they went from 4% black American African women went from only less than 4% voting for Trump to 8%. Is that what you just said?
That's crazy.
Is that
that's
right?
Crazy.
That's really interesting, because I didn't expect him to get anything from American African women, especially because Kamala Harris was running and her fraternity.
Well, you know, a Bedouin kind of be a Bedouin, man. You can't take that Bedouin away from her because, you know, Master trained her from birth. You know what I mean? Come on. And I can guarantee you that those were very successful black women because they were voting with their pocket. They wasn't voting race.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
We gotta be honest when we put them in their assessment. You're talking about that 8% of black women that voted for Trump. I guarantee you two things about them. They make over $100,000 a year and they're business women. I put my life on that.
I wouldn't doubt that. Of course not. I mean, that's the same thing with American African men.
Yeah,
that's the same thing with American African. The majority of American African men who have chosen to align themselves with Donald Trump, those men are in corporate. Those men are in a circle that is not like, you know, at the club, at the bar. No, that's not the, no. Uh-uh. These are the men who want to hobnob with other Caucasians, want to hobnob with Urugu, you know.
Yeah, now, Ochi, check this out. This is the contradiction in the wickedry of some. Let me say this so some of y'all sick Negro peens that's listening don't get too offended, because I don't wanna upset you today, because I know some of y'all are in mourning. You know what I mean? Y'all think that Biden not gonna get through, and y'all depressed. Y'all ain't had your breakfast. You ain't took your medicine or nothing. So I don't wanna get that blood pressure up too much. But that Baba Louie, Cuban,
especially the Cubans. Especially the Cubans. I wouldn't say so much so the Puerto Ricans too.
The Cuban and the Venezuelan are up in arms and voting for this rotten bastard.
Right. I would agree with that.
Socialism. But
right.
Listen, this is the thing. The Cuban in Florida who swung it with the Venezuelan, some Puerto Ricans, love socialism, if the truth be told, because they all love the Affordable Care Act, a.k.a. Obamacare.
Sure.
Now, the thing that gets me is you talk about socialism, but they benefit from socialism practices here in America, but why they're holding against them because of what they're going over in their homeland. So that right there just goes to show you the contradiction in the wickedry of some who consider them to be a friend and an ally, just like the Baba Louie, the Puerto Rican for Puerto Rico. Another treacherous soul who did that thing in Pennsylvania for Fredo.
Well, that's because
that need to be dealt with.
That's because only a few Puerto Ricans understand their African ancestry and embrace it. The vast majority of Puerto Ricans, the vast majority of those who call themselves Latino, Hispanic, Mexican, whatever, they praise the Spanish part. They praise, they didn't want to be Caucasian. It's just like when you go to Dominican Republic, you know, they color struck.
Don't talk about the Dominican Republic. I love my women over there.
There's some beautiful women, some beautiful high yellow women, but let's be real, it's color struck, you know?
Well, I don't know none of that light skin Dominican.
It's the same thing in Brazil. It's the same thing in Brazil, particularly in Rio. So, the point being is that all of these groups don't mean a damn thing to the European, except to, particularly to Trump and his cohorts and those who are in control, except for making sure that they follow they get their agenda across, that they get into elections. No.
Have you ever known him to really say anything nice about the Baba Louie? I mean, the Baba Louie is a contradiction in itself. So, I mean, I just think that we need to come to the realization, if you don't identify yourself as an African Latino, I ain't messing with you. Mm-hmm. So stay away from me. because you're not acting and behaving as an ally. I mean, the man went to Puerto Rico after the hurricane and basically disrespected you, throwing
really?
Paper towels at you.
Really?
You know what I mean? I mean, yeah. Come on, man. But how much disrespect must you take to realize and understand that the slave master ain't got no love for you? It's just like, you know, what that house Negro is. You know, we as a people have to wake up as Africans. I don't care about the rest. Who are our friends and who are our allies? And we have to start holding them accountable, or we're going to be in the same position. And look, what did you do this morning? You woke up. What did I do this morning?
You woke up.
I woke up.
Exactly.
Did anything change?
Nope.
Other than watching Negroes
nope.
be self-defeated, be upset, be humiliated, be just sad because some white man not going to be in a position to oversee him and another white man going to be in a position to oversee him. I mean, man, if you want to see a case study and a Negro peen who believe in this system and will do anything to explain the fragility of the mental side of the Negro, watch Roland Martin. That Negro right there, if you watched him last night, you would see mental side at work through and through. That's a real sick Negro there, man.
The thing is this, unfortunately for us, we have bought into what this country says it's about, and we believe it. We believe all of the beautiful, flowing, flowering words, its constitutions, its preambles, its emancipation, all this bull. We believe it. And more importantly, we believe the people in it, except for those who have shown themselves to be other. But when you consider what it happened yesterday, that should tell you that a good number of people, damn near half of the people in this country, believe in European, Caucasian extremism, racism, and privilege. They love the position that they're in to the expense of everybody else, and that they would choose a person, that they would vote and choose a person with the more ineptitude of a Donald Trump. A man who has no ethics, the man who doesn't give a damn about nobody but himself, a narcissistic, ignorant fool, that they would choose him.
But Joe Biden ain't that much.
Hold on, Jay, stop it. I ain't talking about no damn Joe Biden. They had to put somebody up there. I wish they could have found somebody who was more represented, who was younger. Yeah. But everybody up there for the Democrats, you know they couldn't have put Pete Buttigieg's ass up there.
Oh, he's about to become a star. What you talking about, Willis? He's about to become the next biggest Democrat, mark my words.
Okay, we'll see.
You know why? Because he's what the Democratic Party represents.
So the open...
A monkey man, twisted sister, clean cut... Military white man.
Okay, you're gonna have Pete Buttigieg. You're gonna come up in 2024, and his running mate is gonna be a lesbian, right? That's what's gonna happen.
No. They gonna get a strong straight white woman. They gonna come up with a strong straight white woman to give the people, as the OJ say, what they want. But I'm telling you, you think I'm joking, but I'm dead serious. Pete Buttigieg is about to become the star of the Democratic Party. The Negro has already got their reward, Kamala Harris. And when she fizzles out and fades out, that's going to be it. The only thing that may save her is if that dementia,
right? And she has, a chance to.
That's the only
right.
thing.
She has a chance
Imagine, think about this. Imagine Biden being the president, And in 4 years, because he's just going to be too old to run again, they picked the homosexual monkey man Twisted Sister by the judge over Kamala Harris, and then black people just fall in line. Oh, I can see it. I can see it coming. I know the script. I'm watching the script. I watch how... See, this is the thing. You got to watch the TV appearances of who's going to be the chosen one. You got to watch now what happens. Who's going to be the Negro gatekeeper?
Let me say this.
You know what
let
I mean? Say you got to watch it.
Let me say this, Jay, because supposedly, you know, she was in line when Barack ran. Nobody saw Barack coming. You know, you saw him as a senator. I remember meeting Barack in Chicago at a National Black United Front. We were meeting at Jesse's hands? Play. Pardon? Huh?
Did he have soft hands when he shook your hand? Because I think his hands had probably soft hands.
I don't remember. I know he got a soft jump shot. He busted that tray from the corner. But let me just say this. And then I saw him on television and so forth, you know, all through that weekend. And he was running for the U.S. Senate. He was a state senator. He was running for the U.S. Senate, and he won. Okay? And because he won, he was at the Democratic Convention, and he spoke. And that was his coming out. That was just like a couple of Latinos, the guy from San Antonio, that they thought that was his coming out. But, of course, no, it wasn't. He fizzled out. And so what happened is that Hillary was supposed to have won that time back in 08. That was supposed to have been her, supposedly. But, of course, he won, and then he won again. And they only had 2 years from 2008 to 2010 until the Tea Party came in, and he had for 2 years, he had the House and the Senate for 2 years, you know, and then in 2010, he lost the Senate and then eventually lost the House. So he couldn't do anything. And so therefore, Mitch McConnell said, we're going to make you a one-term president. Well, of course, that didn't happen. He beat McCain, and then he beat Mitt Romney. But still, he couldn't really govern. That's what's going to happen to Biden. So he should be used to it, because that's what happened to them. So he's going to come into the situation.
He knows the script.
Yeah.
And he's a capitulator like Obama. He's going to try and work with the Republicans and all that. And, I mean, it's just like you said, going to be gridlock. But the thing that kills me is this. But I understand it, but it still kills me. How do the American public allow two pieces of sugar honey iced tea, like Moscow Mitch and the undercover homosexual Lindsey Graham, get back in the office? I mean, you know, I got to give South Carolina credit for their racism and their fooling that Negro to think that he had a chance to beat that Peckerwood, that supreme Peckerwood monkey man.
They gave that brother presidential money. He had millions of dollars.
Over 100 million.
He, to the point that Lindsey Graham was on Fox News literally crying and begging for money.
Crying.
He deserved to lose.
I mean, he was crying like his mother died.
Yeah.
Or his boyfriend left him.
Lindsey Graham deserved to lose, as well as Mitch McConnell and all those other Republicans who have unfettered supported Donald Trump. I mean, openly bigotry supported. They deserved to lose, but of course they didn't.
The Collins went up in Maine. I think she may have lost.
She's close, right?
I hope that devil did lose. But you know, the amazing thing is, and let's be real about this: business is going to be going on as usual.
Yes. Yeah.
But what are we going to do?
Yeah.
What are we as Africans?
What did we do the last 4 years? Wine and cry. We're going to do the same thing. You know, what did we do the last four? Wine and cry.
Oh, we're about to face, let me tell you something, oh, and I'm telling you this in all seriousness. We're about to face the worstest crises in this country since Jim Crow that as African people will face. Because, listen, from the economics and the pandemic and the loss of jobs, the amount of homelessness that's facing right now, man, it's going to be crazy, bro. It's going to be absolutely insane in our communities within the next couple of months. And you know what hurts me the most is, oh, in all honesty, we don't even realize it. Well, we don't even see what's about to come, because I'm going to make this prediction. The stock market is going to crash. It's going to crash, bro. And that when I say crash, I mean it's at 26,000 now. I see it going down to 18,000, 17,000 within the next 6 months. I really do, especially if this pandemic goes the way that they're talking about it.
And of course it is. Of course it is. That's the thing. The main number one thing is not the damn economy. It ain't none of that stuff. It is getting the coronavirus under control, because the coronavirus don't give a damn about no damn economy. He don't give a damn. That's the coronavirus it. Don't give a damn about Republicans or Democrats or independent or anything like that. The coronavirus is going to continue to spread now, regardless or irregardless of how it came about, whether it was Wuhan or whoever, 5G, I don't give a damn. The bottom line is here. It just took another friend of mine in Milwaukee who just died a few days ago from a coronavirus. This stuff is happening and it's real. The question becomes, how is this country going to react to it? Why aren't these people saying, yes, a mask is important. Everybody wear a mask when you're out in public. Yes, at this time, let's sacrifice being in these big groups. Let's sacrifice, you know, having when your business opens, only a few people in there so we don't have a super spreader. Let's make all these things real to suppress this, to get these numbers down so we can flatten and we can have control over this. Let's develop the drugs. Like, I ain't taking none of these drugs, brother. I don't know about you, Jay, but I sure the hell ain't taking this vaccine.
I know about Tuskegee.
Yeah.
I'm very clear. I'm not taking no.
No, I ain't taking none of this stuff, man.
I don't even take the flu shot.
No.
So, you know, I'm not
just
taking
eat
none
right,
of the stuff.
Eat right, you know. Drink a lot of hot liquids, and so if you feel that something coming on you, do that. Put your head over the pot and let this hot steam get in. There's some things you can do, you know, but more importantly, it's your diet, it's your behaviors, all of those things. Do that. These drugs, this is a society that promotes drug addiction consistently. On TV, man, folks like me and who's older, every damn news watch. Program I watch is like every other commercial is about drugs, you know, in some form or fashion. So I'm saying is that this is what's going to be happening, and it's going to be dire. I kind of agree. I'm not sure about the stock market crashing, but the bottom line is, how far can it go before it does? You have
it's gonna believe me when I tell you, it's going to crash. And the reason why I say it is because the economic system doesn't have the type of growth that it needs right now. You know what I mean? Because of this virus. And I mean, hey, man, I mean, you know, to be truthful, with McConnell being in charge right now, man, they're not going to do the right thing for America, because he's even going to be more determined to do his thing. Now, the one thing that I want to know is, and I don't think it could happen, if they're not going to be able to do anything about the courts. Because I'm telling you now, what's gonna cause them their problem is, they're going to mess around And watch it. I'm making a prediction. They gonna mess around and gut the rights that the Monkey Man and the Twisted Sisters got. And once they do that, they gonna be up in such a serious uproar that it's gonna cause them to lose the Senate.
We'll see.
Gonna be the thing that they gonna do, because when you get that type of power that they got now with the Supreme Court and have control of the Senate, knowing that they can block any judges or anything that they try to put through, they gonna play their hand. And the thing is, once they play their hand, they gonna mess with the wrong one. And I'm going to be straight up with you. You don't want to F around with the Monkey Man and the Twisted.
They have tremendous economic influence. They have tremendous economic influence, tremendous political influence. They do, beyond. Because you'd be surprised
when they take gay marriage from them through the court.
Right, you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised of individuals, or maybe not, who are homosexual in power positions.
That's what I'm telling you.
You know,
that's why I'm telling you that the Monkey Man, once they take away, if they take away gay rights, it's going to be hell to pay. They could take away the Affordable Care Act. They could take away whatever the hell they want to take away. But when they take away the gay rights, all hell going to break loose. You know why? I'm going to tell you why. Because the Congress has come with all sorts of different and new legislation to try and replace the Affordable Care Act that McConnell's gonna block. But when they come after the Monkey Man and the Twisted Sisters and take away their rights, hey, legislation don't mean nothing from that point on. It now means we gonna get you.
Yeah.
And believe me, we know if we watch them over the years, they put themselves in a position as a group to do their thing.
Yeah, we'll
whatever
see.
They have to.
Yeah.
Hey, look at where they at.
Yeah.
Look at where they've come over the last 50 years
as they have more power. They used
power
to be 50 years ago, they were in a closet. 50 years ago, they were in a closet. They're out and about and flamboyant. Let me read this piece, Jay, hold on. Fascism. We're operating in a situation. This is fascism, okay? This is what this is. Just like, and there's a few other folks around the world that are fascists. And basically what that means is they take hardcore control. Like in Brazil, Bolsonaro's another fascist. The fascist dude, I can't remember that country, they're trying to get rid of his ass, marching on him. Fascism, powerful and continuing nationalism. America first. America first. That means anybody else. America first. Hardcore nationalism. White people rule, you know. Disdain for human rights. It's a damn shame that we're constantly calling for us, you know, as a question, our lives matter. Black lives matter. Our lives matter. You know, that we got to do that. But yet, because there's a disdain for that. They're pissed about it. They're pissed about the fact that we have to do this, that we should just shut up. In fact, let's be real, y'all. Caucasians wish we would all just disappear. They all wish we could go back where we came from. Identification of enemies. And that's within and without. Scapegoats has a unifying cause. And of course, they've always scapegoated us as the problems that are affecting this country and the world. Supremacy of the military. You know, that's what Trump wants us to do, just like what they do in Korea, have a military parade, the supremacy of the American military. Fly those jets. Well, not the ones that can't be seen, that are invisible. Those stealth bombers that Trump says are invisible. What an idiot, man. Rampant sexism. Control of mass media. This is not a free media. Yeah, they could say this and that and other, but it's not. It never has been and never will be. It's all of this stuff is controlled. All of it. Obsession with national security. Religion and government are intertwined. Corporate power is protected. The oligarchy, this is the oligarchy. The big folks rule. This is not a democracy. It's not a republic, a federalism, no. It's run by those who have the big money, who have a security force, that 1%, that maybe that 10%. At the expense of all others. Labor power is suppressed. That's the irony. You had some unions backing Trump. That's crazy. Unions. But, you know, the firefighters union has backed Republicans for decades. In fact, there was an issue in Philadelphia. The firefighter union in Philadelphia. Sometimes they do it clandestinely, but he openly and they gave money to Trump. And the members of Philadelphia's fire department are challenging and going to sue the union for doing so because they took their money to back that. And the question is, they've always suppressed unions. What did Ronald Reagan do? Ronald Reagan suppressed the Air Traffic Controllers Union. And then they had the audacity and the gall to name the damn airport after Ronald Reagan. As a constant slap. I would never call D.C. National Reagan. Never. I won't. Disdain for intellectuals, the arts, and science. Because they love ignorance, and they don't want somebody telling them about this, that, or the other from a scientific aspect. So they want you telling about climate change, where Trump was telling the folks in California that ain't climate change. You just need a better forest management. You need to sweep the forest floors. You sweep the ground. Obsession with crime and punishment. Obsession with crime and punishment. I am the law and order, President. I don't care about marching peace. I'm for law and order. Anybody gets out of line, we smack them. Law and order. That's why they let these vigilantes out. And these folks are doing, when that kid shot those people in Kenosha who came out of Wisconsin. He was hailed. He amassed over $300,000 for his defense, although he got extradited to Wisconsin and his bail is $1 million. And I hope he spends the rest of his life in prison. Probably won't, but, you know. And his mama, she should be prosecuted too. Rampant cronyism and corruption. Now, I've been putting forth a possibility of what happens. Because I thought, honestly, that Trump should have lost by a landslide. And then once he lost, there was no question about it. He would become ill. But before he became ill, he would pardon all his cronies, all his partners. Then he would come ill and put Pence in for the remaining month or so. Then right before January, before the inauguration, Pence would pardon Trump. Now, he can pardon him, but there are certain things that still Trump has to deal with, particularly like those issues in New York. He still has to deal with those. But then he would pardon Trump, and there that is. Cronyism and corruption. This man is deeply corrupt. Fraudulent elections. And the main thing from him is that this election is a fraud. If I lose, you know, if I lose this election. So I don't understand how in the hell you can even think that. It just goes to show how demented this man is. All this, everywhere he goes, he's booed. I mean, I don't understand. This is crazy, but it happens. Man. I tell you, Jay, this is crazy, man.
This is really crazy. It's not crazy. It's a white man's country. And until people understand that it's a white man's country, we're going to be in the same quagmire every time we turn around. Let's move forward with sovereignty for African people. Let's move forward with a better way to help one another, to do for ourselves. Let's stop depending on the white man and want to be a part of his situation. Because this thing is declining, man. I mean, how do you justify as a so-called American a piece of trash like Donald Trump as the head of it? I mean, everything about the man is vile.
Yeah, it's vile. I mean, wow. It's vile. He's vile and evil, man.
Speaking, lying, yeah. Devil. How would you want a white man like that to represent you as your daddy, Negro?
He's an embarrassment.
I mean, think about it. I mean, if you're a black loving Negro who loves the white man as much as you do, don't you have any pride on how your white daddy should act and behave? What's wrong with us? What's wrong with us? If you love the white man that much, don't you want to respectable white man, someone to make you feel good about your white daddy? Why do you want a white dog? Why do you want someone that wanna treat you like Tom, what was his name? Tom. Master Tom or whatever. Just the thought of your daddy having no love for you, having contempt for you, not wanting you. I mean, this is what a Trump represents for these Negroes that love the white man so much. It's insanity. Now, you think I'm joking about it, but put it into real thought, into context, and look at the narrative of it. You got our people who just say. So I'm going to say this. It looks like if Biden stands tall and don't punk out like Al Gore did, he may become the next president.
No, he's going to become the next president.
If he acts like Gore, yeah.
Well, let's say it this way. What happened to Gore? President. Listen. What happened to Gore was the Supreme Court said, we don't want to count that shutting them all. It's over. And Gore capitulated. Because Gore fought it. But Gore, at the point, said, no, we're not going to count. That's it. But in this case, they're going to count these votes. And Biden's going to win, but he can't govern because, once again, the Senate is Republican. And there's a number of Republican seats in the Congress, although the Democrats will still have the majority in Congress. But he won't be able to do nothing. And then you're right about the midterm election in 2022. Who knows what might happen in that situation?
Oh, if they mess with the if they take away the rights that the monkey men have gained, oh, it's gonna be hell to pay in this country. It's gonna be hell to pay because listen, that's the one group in this country that will stand up and get in these streets and will do what they have to do to make their voice be heard.
Well, I mean,
man, look.
Look at me.
Black Lives Matter.
Exactly.
And all they chumps and punks compared to the gay mafia.
No, who's controlling? Hold on, hold JJJ. Who's in control of Black Lives Matter?
The gay?
Yeah. Duh. Yeah.
So what do they tell you?
Yeah.
What did that tell you?
Yeah.
That tell you that the monkey men are going to be able to call on the head black monkey men who control some of our brothers and sisters and unite with the monkey. Oh, man, it's going to be a beautiful sight to see. Monkey men with straight blacks uniting to fight the daddy.
Yeah.
I can't wait for it. I'm going to sit back and have popcorn potato chips.
Well, that's only if that happens within the Supreme Court, but you never know. But one thing is for sure, and I believe once again, if these numbers come out the way they're saying they're going to come out, that Biden will be the president, and hopefully that he doesn't get sick or ill or die, and Kamala Harris is vice president ascends to the presidency within, let's say she has 2-3 years of her being the president. You know, she would have to choose, and I believe the Democratic Party would choose for her a Caucasian man who they would groom.
Yeah, a homosexual, Buttigieg. That's what I'm telling you. Buttigieg is the next star of the Democratic Party, like Barack Obama became. I'm putting money on that. I'm calling that right now. That monkey man is going to guide the nation.
So if that scenario plays out that Biden cannot continue as president for whatever reason, and that Kamala Harris is now the president of the United States, and she has to get a vice president, and you're saying that would be Pete Buttigieg.
Yeah, monkey man. Yeah. Yeah, that monkey. No. He may become, and he may not, but I guarantee you this. He will be the vice president if they allow her to run for the presidency, or they will replace her with that monkey man. I can't think of nobody else. I mean, let's be honest. You can't name me no other white man right now that has the type of visualization in the American public.
No,
like that
I can't either. That has that kind of
juice.
I can't either. But by the same token, one would emerge. I believe me. One would emerge.
Nah,
but
okay, let me. One ain't gonna emerge.
They're gonna pull it out their ass.
and listen, that's what they like. So yeah. Listen, if one can emerge to succeed, Biden, Bernie, and Elizabeth Warren, and then you had to because of optics. Take the black woman Kamala Harris. Yeah. Well, did you know you in trouble in this country, man? We just being played. Oh,
well, let me just say this. Let me just say this.
We going along with it instead of fighting for sovereignty.
I think there's a number of people I've talked to just recently talking about. Let's get out of here. Let's go. And I'm like, yes. I tell you.
Well,
but let me say this. I've got to go, man.
Have a good one, brother.
All right, Jay. Take care, brother. Peace to you. All right, Hotep. We end this program like we end all of our programs with the words of Stephen Biko. The most potent weapon in the hands of the oppressor is the minds of the oppressed. This program is dedicated and committed to helping to free the African mind. But not just the M-I-N-D, but the M-I-N-E, because under the feet of African people lies all of the resources that everybody wants. Think they can't do it out, and they sure in the hell don't want to pay for it. Brothers and sisters, you have a blessed and wonderful day. Shemhotep means go in peace. Asante Sana means thank you. Bivihodie means our victorious destiny. Brothers and sisters, we will be victorious. Peace, family.